Time now to chat to Jared Leanert. Of course, finished up with Port Adelaide this year from 2018 to 2021, played 23 matches, and of course is a Sturt Premiership player. Leno, good morning to you, mate.
Morning, Hazy. Thanks for having me on, boys.
Mate, good to chat to you. First and foremost, are you driving? Where are you off to?
I'm heading down south today. I'm still doing the Port Polo for another few weeks. I'm working in their community youth team. Just doing some casual work there with a few of the boys. Just, getting out to schools and, promoting the word of good health. So, just heading down south and should be a good morning.
Oh, very nice work, mate. So take us through that sort of role. And, I mean, is it ongoing? Does it finish up soon? And, I mean, how does it... That's a strange question. How does it feel wearing a Port Adelaide polo steel?
It was a bit weird putting it on this morning, to be honest. I cleared out most of my stuff and took it back to my parents' place at Murray Bridge, actually, a couple of weeks ago, but still had one polo in the bottom of the drawer. But, during my time at the club, I was really involved in the youth programs and stuff. I did a teaching... I'm in the middle of a teaching degree at the moment, and, sort of started that before I got to the club. So, I was really keen to... I suppose, keep up my classroom exposure whilst I was at the club. And, I haven't been doing a whole lot of work since my footy career's sort of finished up with Port over the last sort of couple of months. And, messaged Cam Sutcliffe last week and said, you got some work for me, mate? And, more than happy to get me in and, do a few hours, a few days a week, sort of just on a casual basis. So, looking forward to it.
Oh, sweet, mate. Well, footy-wise, the last couple of weeks, take us through it. Were you close? Did you speak to some clubs? I know that it was reported there was a little bit of interest with the Crows. How's the last sort of few weeks been?
It's been an interesting few weeks, I suppose. Have been in talks with a few clubs and stuff, and unfortunately the Cards didn't go my way in the draft last week, which is a little bit disappointing, but is what it is, I guess. But... I've just sort of been training and trying to be as fit as strong as I possibly can be if I did get drafted. And, if not, I'm in really good nick at the moment to start my training, wherever that may be. So, it has been an interesting few weeks, sort of not knowing what's going on or anything. It's good to sort of have a bit of clarity, for the meantime at least at the moment. So,
So the dreaded exit meeting, it's always tough. But obviously tougher when you're out of contract and you don't know where your future lies. How did that exit meeting go, and what was some of the feedback given to you about why you weren't receiving another contract?
Yeah, so I didn't actually get told in my exit interview. That was sort of did that straight after that prelim loss. We sort of had that early next week, and I just got told to wait a few weeks until the end of trade period and all that. And obviously they said they were happy to trade me if anything sort of came up and all that sort of stuff, and obviously it didn't. It was a few weeks later. I was actually on a road trip with my girlfriend on the Eyre Peninsula when I got the dreaded call from Kenny, and there wasn't any sort of negative feedback or anything. It was more so their list position and need to get some minutes into some younger players in my position and stuff, and he just sort of thanked me for all my services at the club over the last 5 years, and sort of wished me all the best for the future and hoped I got another opportunity and continue to grow as a person, as a footy player.
In terms of those opportunities, are you completely done with it, or is there still some hope for, say, an SPP spot? Because I suppose the beauty of the way it all works now is that there's all sorts of little opportunities popping up pretty much up until round one.
I'm definitely not done. I know you only live once, and I really want to get back onto an AFL list. I feel like I'm certainly more than capable and stuff, so I'm just putting my head down and training absolutely as hard as I can at the moment. Yeah, really hopeful some sort of SSP thing will come up, even motivated to play really well in the front half of the year, wherever I am, to get drafted in the mid-year. I think I'm only 27, and feel like I can still bring a lot to an AFL club, so... Yeah, the dream will still be alive for as long as I'm still feel like I'm at my prime and playing my best footy.
So where are your options then? You obviously said you haven't made your mind up where you're going to play your footy. Is it are you leaning towards staying in the SANFL? Do you want to go over in Victoria? What are your chances? What are your plans going forward at this stage?
Yeah, I'm still still weighing everything up. I'll make a decision in the next couple of days. I started training with Cert, my old club. So, yeah, had the dreaded 2K time trial on Monday night with a brutal running session. So, it was good to sort of get back around them boys. Yeah, I'm still just working through everything with my girlfriend and family as well in regards to what's the best decision for me moving forward. So, yeah, whether that's staying with Cert in the SANFL or sort of potentially exploring my options sort of interstate. I just want to playing the spot that can, yeah, firstly bring out my best footy and give me a chance to get back to the AFL and, yeah, keep living the dream in the AFL.
If you stayed in the SANFL, are you open to other sports or is it if you stay in South Australia, it will be with Sturt?
I've been talking to a few other clubs that sort of contacted me, but they've all sort of conceded that Sturt's a club for me. I grew up supporting them. I was at the O2 Grand Final. My old man played there.
Yep.
They obviously played in a premiership. And although the supporters gave me a little bit of a hard time over the last few years returning as a Maggies player, yeah, I absolutely love the Sturt Footy Club. And, yeah, they'll be the team for me if I play in the SANFL.
How much involvement have you had with Sturt over the last sort of 5 years? Have you got back and seen much? Because, I mean, since you've been there, I'd imagine a lot of things have changed. Some of the facilities now the Double Blues have got are just magnificent.
Yeah, it's definitely very nice. I think there's another development coming with that Jack Otis stand, which is really exciting. But, I definitely still kept in touch. We've had a few, we've already had a premiership reunion, a five-year premiership reunion, which came around pretty quick. And, I try to get back there and obviously still got so many mates at the footy club, which it was cool to train with them on Monday night and, hopefully we'll potentially train with them all pre-season into next year. So, got back there a lot. Got a really good relationship with Marty Matner, the coach. We're both from the same sort of area, played at the same junior club and things like that. So, definitely exciting times ahead at Sturt.
Where do you feel your best position is? Is it would you like to take on a key defensive post or is it the sort of third tall defender that likes to intercept? Because from what I saw, your limited opportunities you had at AFL level, you didn't do a lot wrong in terms of reading the play behind the footy. 31 was your top, which I imagine you could probably give us a rundown of every stat of that game. But where do you feel like your best footy is played?
I think my best AFL game came against Collingwood up in the Gabba last year where I felt like I did a really good job on my check. That was sort of as that third key defender. I haven't really had much exposure. I played a little bit of key back in the Magpies, but I probably need to put on 4 or 5 kilos, which I feel like I'm capable of to be that key defender. But, yeah, ideally sort of that hybrid defender who can sort of play on tools and smalls and have benefits. Yeah, playing on, being able to take some marks on the smaller guys, and also using my speed against the bigger guys. So yeah, somewhere in between. So in regards to that 31, there was a few kickouts in there that came in China. So that made the stat sheet look good that day.
No, you always take those. Could you play on a wing? So we've seen some 195 centimetre wingers. You obviously said you could put on 4 or 5 kilos, but if you didn't, because you can find the footy, you've got no issues at all with knocking up getting it. Could you see yourself playing on a wing maybe?
Yeah, definitely. That's sort of where I got drafted as. I was already always pushing Kenny to try to put me on the wing for a game, and I did play there against St Kilda this year, and I think that was actually my last game for Port, unfortunately, but still felt like I sort of played my role for the team. And it was a big running day, that one. They expect you to be first back and also get up and cover the outlets as well. So, I felt like I played my role that day and was sort of growing into the role. But then, Dersma came back and said, back to the Magpies, mate. So that was a bit unfortunate. But, felt like I could give something as a winger, as a tall winger moving forward.
Leonard, how do you look back? Have you had time now? Has it been long enough for you to really look back at your time at Port Adelaide and assess overall how it's been? Is it mixed emotions? Do you look back fondly? Or I know you said before you've clearly got unfinished business from an AFL space, but I mean, is there love for the club or is it a little bit mixed?
Nah, definitely. Absolute love for the club. Extremely grateful for my time there. It was an amazing club to be a part of. I sort of came in as obviously like a Sturt person who grew up to hate Port Adelaide, I guess. And yeah, look, to be welcomed into the club the way I was, and to play for the Magpies and learn about all the tradition and history, and there's still so many great people around the club. Guys like Timmy Ginever, obviously Russ passed away recently, but those guys like around the club, just the Port Adelaide like culture is like, yeah, unbelievable, and it was just so good to be a part of it. In regards to my playing career, I mean, like the first couple years I was sort of developing into being, to getting the most out of myself and becoming like getting in my prime sort of thing. And then, yeah, I suppose there was definitely some frustration over the last 2 years in regards to selection and all that. But at the same time, I'm so grateful for all of my time there and all of my opportunities. And yeah, I'm still, I get a bit emotional, a bit sad sort of talking about it. I've got so many good mates, and yeah, it was an incredible time at the club. And I'm, yeah, I'm just really hopeful that I can put my head down and bum up over the next few weeks and months, and hopefully get back onto another list. But yeah, when I think about my time at Port, I'm certainly extremely happy and grateful for an incredible 5 years.
What was the overall feeling of the group at the end of last season? Having most people tip you guys to at least make the grand final, if not win the premiership. Dream run, home finals, must have been really obviously devastating to go out the way it did. And what was the feeling of the group after that prelim final?
Yeah, it was devastation and shock. They were the two words, I think. I felt like we were just, yeah, so primed going into that prelim. Yeah, so it had a really good run in. Obviously, the week off and all those type of things. Yeah. So devastation and shock are probably the two words I'd use to describe it. But the overall feeling of the group is still really good. Obviously, I haven't returned to pre-season training, but I mean, over the last 2 years, Port have won the most games out of anyone, so that's a good indication. They got lots of good young players coming through, and I suppose you didn't really see the best of Zach or Connor this year as well, and they're really good young players, to say the least. So certainly there'll be a lot of excitement around the group, and I'm sure they can hope they can go one better this year and make the grand final and have a real crack at it.
I was just going to ask you that, Leno. Do you think that this group is capable of taking the next step? And I suppose you just made a couple of pretty good points. If you get more out of some of those guys like Zach Butters and Connor Rosie, then they're well on their way.
Yeah, definitely. I think Trav's not slowing down either. He's an incredible athlete. And Ollie winning the Brownlow, I think he can still go to another level this year and moving forward. So yeah, definitely. I think they're still trending in the right direction. And yeah, I'm sure they'll have a really good year and yeah, keep winning games and putting themselves in good positions.
One of the positives of not being on an AFL list is you can explore other sports. Are you a cricket fan? Have you been rolling the arm over in summer?
I have been playing cricket. I haven't been given the ball too many times, though, unfortunately, which is maybe a bit upset at times. But yeah, I've been playing cricket back home for Monado Cricket Club. So yeah, been loving that. Haven't been going too well, unfortunately, but it's been great getting out there and playing with a few mates. I normally try to get one or two games in an off season, but I've sort of committed to playing most weeks as well. So that's been a lot of fun, and yeah, also been playing a lot of golf over the last few weeks as well. So it has been a good few weeks. My missus reminded me the other day that I've had about a 12-week holiday, so. it's time to get back into some work up until Christmas to get some coin coming in before I start my teaching places next year. So it's been a good off season and having a ball, to be honest.
Could be a long day in the field if you're not given the nut to have a bowl. How come they haven't given you a crack at it,
mate? Tell me about it. It's been we only play the 50 over stuff. So yeah, I bowled the first week. I used to be able to bowl okay back in the day, and had a roll the first week and just absolutely lost my bearings and was all over the shop. And the captain has not looked at me since, unfortunately. But I tried to get in front of him. But he actually pulled his hamstring halfway through an over last week bowling, and I got to bowl three or four balls to finish off his over. But then the vice captain didn't fancy me either. But still get to bat pretty high up and make a run every now and then. So yeah,
leadership groups off you.
Yeah. not good.
Very good. Hey Leno, best of luck, mate. Hopefully you can get yourself back on the list, because we agree with you, you've still got plenty more to offer in that space. But mate, if it does end up that you're playing potentially in the sample back at your old mob, the Double Blues, that's also fantastic, mate. Thanks for the time this morning. We'll catch up with you again really soon.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Cheers.
Jared Leanert there on 1629 SENSA. Like we mentioned before, Coon's one of those blokes who, if a notification had come through saying that Port Adelaide had signed him up for another year, I don't think anybody would be surprised. But just one of those tough calls that the club had to make.